We're told the economy is in reasonable shape, so why are there growing calls for the Reserve Bank to consider injecting billions of extra dollars into the economy by way of money printing? In the economist's jargon, it's called quantitative easing. The phrase leapt into the headlines when the United States began money printing to try to soften the blow of the global financial crisis. Now, several leading economists say that Australia's Reserve Bank should start preparing the public for the introduction of such a regime. Business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Economists say the policy of large-scale money printing by the Reserve Bank is now officially on the table. Stephen Kirshner is a program director at the United States Study Centre.
The Reserve Bank, I think, needs to start preparing the public.
The Sydney University-based centre has been studying the use of quantitative easing in the US and says Australia can now benefit from the lessons learned. So what is quantitative easing or money printing exactly? Well, like any other business, the Reserve Bank has assets that it lists on its balance sheet, including cash. If it were to engage in quantitative easing, it would spend that cash buying bonds from the government or the corporate sector. That would further lower interest rates and, says Dr. Kirshner, inject as much as $30 billion directly into the economy. Dr. Kirshner wants to get the word out that quantitative easing is not a last resort policy, as many now view it, and says it could be the shot in the arm the Australian economy needs.
Well, there's nothing exceptional about quantitative easing. It's really just a change in the operating instrument for monetary policy from the official cash rate to outright purchases of assets. So there's really nothing exceptional or unusual about QE.
JP Morgan chief economist Sally Auld supports Dr. Kirshner's view that the Reserve Bank should now publicly start building a case for money printing.
The bank needs to go out there and explain exactly what it is and how they think it's going to work and, you know, why they think it's going to benefit the economy. So I think there are probably a couple of reasons for doing it.
But, says Ms. Auld, before the RBA puts on the hard sell, it needs to give the government time to respond to its recent pleas for a little help in growing the economy. In May, the RBA governor, Philip Lowe, told a group of economists in Brisbane the economy could use fiscal support, including through spending on infrastructure.
And then, after all that, if we still need more, then I think it's the turn of quantitative easing.
However, Stephen Kirshner rejects the idea that more government spending would help the economy.
Well, fiscal policy still has a role, and that role is to make sure that we've got good incentives to work, save and invest. But in terms of managing aggregate demand, that's best left to monetary policy.
Michael Malakalos is the Associate Director of Economics at global accounting firm KPMG. He agrees with both the US Study Centre and JP Morgan. He says the Reserve Bank will pull the trigger on money printing when the big four banks stop passing on cuts to the official cash rate.
And the reality is it's not one of those policies that you want to take too lightly, because I think it is signalling to the market that there is some serious issue. It's not one to play with. It's not one you'd want to throw out there unless it really was necessary, I would have thought.
Mr. Malakalos says, along with talk of introducing money printing, the Reserve Bank and the federal government need to keep looking at ways of boosting productivity among workers. That, he says, is sorely missing from the policy conversation. The Reserve Bank makes it crystal clear it's eyeing the unemployment rate and will adjust interest rates depending on how easy Australians find it to land a job this year. PM asked the RBA to respond to the views in this report. A spokesperson replied, saying the RBA doesn't comment on monetary policy outside its own releases and speeches.
Business reporter David Taylor.